told you guys that I was going to do some couples therapy for you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I told Davi that he is welcome to come to my church because his mom been trying to get him to go to church. He won't go. But I got an easier church because the church Will Smith.
Okay.
The church Willard C. Smith.
He has a church?
Right.
Okay.
On YouTube. Love it. Love it. All right. Now, here's the deal. Meredith, you're married.
Yes.
And you got married why?
Because I was in love and wanted to have a baby in a future and a commitment.
Because you're in love and Anthony makes you happy.
Yes, very
and
much
you
so.
You make him happy.
I think.
Wrong. Wrong. This is the most brilliant. Listen to this and tell me what y'all think about this. This is from Willard C. Smith.
So me and Jada was reflecting about love. And I asked her, I said, what does she think was, you know, one of the biggest revelations that she had had about love? She said that you cannot make a person happy.
How you feel about that?
Yeah.
I'm with him.
How you feel about that so far? You on?
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't have a collection plate coming up. All right, listen to this.
And I thought that was a real deep idea. You can make a person smile. You can make a person feel good. You can make a person laugh. But whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally and utterly out of your control. I remember the day I retired. I literally said to Jada, that's it. I retire from trying to make you happy. I need you to go make yourself happy and just prove to me that it's even possible. Mm. And after we cracked the hell up, we started talking about, we came into this false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one.
Okay, now wait.
I'm still with him.
Meredith's eyes got big on that part. Go ahead.
Well, when you get married, especially the Catholic Church, that's all they teach and preach.
Church of Willard don't speak
churches.
That. Yeah, Church of Willard. Church of Willard don't believe in that, Meredith.
You had me until then.
Meredith's eyes bugged out when she saw that part. That's that training.
Yeah.
Over here at the Church of Willard, we believe a different thing. All right, go ahead, Pastor Will.
And what we realized is that we were two completely separate people on two completely separate individual journeys, mm-hmm. and that we were choosing to walk our separate journeys together. But her happiness was her responsibility, and my happiness was my responsibility. And we decided that we were going to find our individual, internal, private, separate joy. And then we were going to present ourselves to the relationship and to each other already happy, not coming to each other begging with our empty cups out, demanding that she fill my cup and demanding that she meet my needs. Unfair, and it's kind of unrealistic and can be destructive to place the responsibility for your happiness on anybody other than yourself.
I love it. That's why he's the best person on social media.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I saw that this morning. I'm like, yo, a lot of people don't, like, I remembered when you were telling us all about, we're becoming one. I learned about this in the church meeting that they made us do.
Yes, counseling.
And, like, all this, but the counseling.
Right, yeah.
And, like, we become one.
The retreat we had to go to.
And, he filleth my cup and all this other stuff. And he just said, put your cup down.
They teach that as well. I love the message that he's sending here because you meet so many people, and especially when you're dating, you expect them to fill up your love tank.
How many times have you said he makes me happy? Like, ask yourself that. She makes me happy. I want to be with her. Daddy, I'm getting married. Why are you marrying him? He makes me happy. No!
It's so easy to blame the other person when you just, and not look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you're just unhappy with who you are.
Will Smith living the best life right now.
Yeah.
Like, and I got to tell you, the more time, he just joined. So, like our Confession of Seven guy just joined Facebook. He just joined social media. He wasn't really on it.
We've needed him.
We're winning because Will Smith joined.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody just said, yo, where can I find this link? Like, I mean, I found it on YouTube, but it's Will Smith. He's all over. You Google Will Smith's happy marriage and you'll see that 2 minute real talk.
I love this kind of advice. This is perfect. It's very apropos for
Brian
this
just said living my best life right mm-hmm. here. Like, I mean, can't you? Like, I feel you, Mark. Like, so you like this?
Yeah, I agree 100%. But I'm like the pessimist. I think marriage and relationships, I truly think it's forced upon by society and the getting married by a certain age, having kids by a certain age, and it will fulfill you. It will make you happy. I don't believe in any of that. I think it's all trash.
You got to do happy
yourself.
I firmly
believe that. I absolutely 110%.
Yeah, because I think that's where codependency comes.
Yes.
When you feel like somebody else is your happiness, it's not.
It's okay to be codependent.
It's not okay to be codependent.
It's not, though. No. It's not,
y'all are so judgmental. I think it is okay if it makes both of you happy. If
nah,
you are
you
happy
can't be codependent.
Why? Why can't I be codependent?
Because you got to be self-reliant.
You can have both at the same time.
No, I don't think you can.
Yes, you can. Mm. People can want to be with somebody and they're codependent.
You know
but
how much
also
pressure that is on that other
time?
Person when your happiness depends on them and you're completely codependent on them? That will tear a relationship apart.
Unless they want that. Unless the other person loves that need and that want.
I don't think they do. I think you're kind of thrusting that upon somebody.
This imaginary person that doesn't want this, they exist. They're listening to us right now. There are people out there that are in these relationships, and some of them are very happy.
Their partner to be completely codependent? I don't believe that.
But some of them work out.
Meredith, you always preach like therapy and going to counseling.
Yeah,
I think this is exactly what a counselor would talk against.
No, you have to be happy with who you are.
I think Meredith needs to listen to that Will Smith clip again.
Shut up, Dobby.
All right, 888-429-0941. Whose job is it to make you happy?
Well, of course, it's yourself.
No,
right?
No, you
said codependent.
No, you can't be. You can't be changing it up.
Me and Jada was reflecting about love. And I asked her, I said, what does she think was, you know, one of the biggest revelations that she had had about love? She said that you cannot make a person happy. And I thought that was a real deep idea.
Uh-huh.
You can make a person smile. You can make a person feel good. You can make a person laugh. But whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally and utterly out of your control. I remember the day I retired. I literally said to Jada, that's it. I retire from trying to make you happy. I need you to go make yourself happy and just prove to me that it's even possible. And after we cracked the hell up, we started talking about, we came into this false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one.
You hate that part.
Becoming one.
You hate that part.
I mean, that's what I grew up learning through the church.
They lied to you.
That's why Will wasn't around to tell you was wrong.
I agree with almost everything he's saying, but you know, once you get married, I believe I still feel like you become one, but you can still be an individual, but together you're married.
Madisol is on the phone right now.
Madisol
is on the phone right now, and she says she had epiphany. What happened?
Yeah, so, okay, I've been with the same person for 12 years, and technically the last 2 years we're not really boyfriend and girlfriend, but we still live together, we have kids together. You know, we just did our thing this morning. You know what I mean? We're still together, but we don't have the title of boyfriend and girlfriend. Basically, because of me, I felt like he hasn't been making me happy. And I, like, thought, I was at the point where I was about to, like, completely walk away from the relationship because I was expecting him to make me happy. And then when I started listening to that video, and by the way, I listen to Will Smith all the time. I'm all about motivational videos. That's my thing.
Amen.
And I heard that and it was like, it's not him, it's me. So yeah, that kind of blew my mind. And I'm really thinking differently about the whole situation. Like, I really was about to walk away, and this man absolutely loves me. And he's still there for me. I'm the one that broke up with him, and he still hasn't left my side. And, yeah.
And if you think about it this way, like, and just imagining, because you've been living it better than we could imagine it, if you came to him happy
right. And
sharing, like, Will Smith, like, sharing that happiness with him, it probably would, like, lighten up his day.
You know, I was actually about to send him the link to the video and apologize to him because we all our fights are basically me telling him he doesn't make me happy. Mm. And I know it hurts him. He tells me it hurts him. Mm. And now I'm realizing that I put him in a situation where he really couldn't fulfill that because it was me that I need to make myself happy.
Right.
That's a good epiphany to have. You know what? I'm speaking for Pastor Will when I say, you know what? You're welcome. You're welcome, Mattisol. Yes.
You're welcome.
Go out there and make that man happy because you making yourself happy. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a good one.
Hey, you too. That's awesome right there. Yeah. I love it.
Self-reflection.
We're changing lives over here.
We're changing lives, dog. We do it. We living our best life. We got Chris on the phone. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, Big Willie Smith, man. He's got that style going on. He's got it on key. You know, he's definitely right about that. I mean, no one can make you happy. I used to think for a long time that I wanted to find somebody to make me happy. And I tell you, man, like it just doesn't work out. And it's the truth, though. It really is because you really have to be happy yourself. But at the same time, you have to find somebody that's, you know, that wants to try to make you happy, too. Like they want to make you, like you said, smile, you know, make you feel good about yourself, stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a combination. And kind of to go on along pair with, you know, what Meredith said, too. It's a little bit of everything all together. You want to find someone that you can unify your soul with, but you're going to be like-minded per se, but you have to be different because you want someone to contrast you a little bit and challenge your mind and to help you, you know, grow as far as an individual.
It's true. It's very true. I mean, that's a great point because like Meredith said, you know, I mean, you can't ride both sides, but like Meredith's way is wrong. But I got you saying, Chris, because you got it right. See, Chris, you need to school Meredith.
I think
she ain't got it right.
I think, Meredith, what you're kind of like alluding to is more of like a partnership. What we're talking about here is a dependency. Like, I would say that you have a dependency on coffee. So if coffee is not available in the morning,
we all suffer.
Yeah, and you kind of have a meltdown. You kind of freak out. Now, think about how taxing that would be on a relationship. That if your relationship isn't readily available, you can't function correctly.
Man, I never said it was.
You don't speak that talk. Dobby, you just took her drug and worked
so
it against her.
Hard being the only
man.
Woman in this room sometimes.
Man, Dobby just served you. I'm about to stand up and Millie rock.
Oh, it's Millie rocking right now.
You took your drug.
I need a cheerleader. Mom!
No!
Damn
That's
it.
Crazy. Man, you ain't never said something so smartificus. He went smartificus on you.
I quit.
Oh.